businessbunker.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, the 18th of September. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, with my co-presenters, the lovely Jill Serkin.
Hello.
And birthday girl.
Hello.
Rebecca Oliver. Hello, Becky. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I think we deserve a rousing go at.
Ready?
Yeah. From the top, 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rebecca. Happy birthday to you.
21.
Yeah, she doesn't look it. Yeah, cool. Happy birthday. So you're listening to me, Jill Serkin, and Rebecca Oliver, and we'll be joined later on the show by our guest, Oliver Musto Playfair.
Well, can we call you Action Hello. Man?
You can call me Action Man. Whoever posted those photographs, I'm going to get.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm holding a grudge now.
I tell you what. I was hysterical when I was putting those on. I had such fun.
Did you?
Putting them on.
Not as much fun as you did taking them when I wasn't looking.
But you're very lucky that the topless one of you, because I need to get clearance from HMS, Her Majesty,
yeah,
the topless one cannot be put on, you know, because it could be a storm in a...
For the benefit of doubt, listeners, after I scored my third goal for the hat-trick, I put my shirt over my head in the way of Italian footballers, but... The old body isn't looking as good as it did when I played football.
But
anymore.
You see, the trouble was when you then turned round
and dropped my shorts.
Me,
yeah,
that was the trouble. But how sweet of me not to put that on.
No. Is there a bribe involved here?
No. No, she wouldn't dare publish that.
But I am waiting for permission for the topless one from HMS,
okay, cool.
Her Majesty, because it could be a storm in an A cup, couldn't it?
Oh, thank you. So we're going to have weeks and weeks of jokes about my man boobs now.
Actually, I was on Facebook. All it has been is pictures of you both having a lot of fun with a big glass of something or other the other day.
Oh, that was
Jules.
That was vodka and tonic in that glass. Yeah, it was.
Just the one, though.
Just the one, but it was a rather large glass.
It was a cracking day. Actually, we did some interviews there, and I'm going to play them later from that event. It was a cracking day. It was really good fun.
Well done to Hilda Marie and the team, Will Britton.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to the Business Bunker Show. We'd like to hear from you, the listeners and businesses of Kent. So do please give us a call on 01303 874 998. We'd love to hear from you. That's 01303 874 998. Please give us a call and tell us about your business. If you don't want to call, you can always tweet us. We have a Twitter feed running, so tweet me at VanillaWeb, and we will do that. And I think what we'll do now, Julesy, is we'll start with some Kent business news and a couple of emails.
B2B will be the biggest attraction that business have seen for many years in North Kent. It'll give you the perfect opportunity to sell your services and products to many new businesses you will not normally have had the chance to meet. If you don't generally attend a conference or exhibition or exhibit, then you exhibit, don't you, Paul? North Kent B2B gives you the ideal opportunity to reach a mass audience and explore a whole new world of marketing. Two fantastic speakers, eager to leave you ignited with new ideas to move your business forward. So this is, who do we contact? Book your places now, www.northkentb2b.co.uk. They don't say who the two fantastic speakers are. Do you know, Paul?
Where is that?
It's B2B North Kent.
Yes, I do happen to know who the two fantastic speakers are.
Because
the two fantastic speakers are actually going to be guests on this show.
Oh.
No, they're actually both going to be guests on the show. And now I can't remember their names. One's David Philp, who's the cabinet ambassador. And no, the number 10 Downing Street cabinet.
Wow.
Ambassador for construction.
Yeah.
And the other one is Oliver Heath from TV's property show.
Oh yes.
And they're both coming on the Business Bunker in the week leading up to that, and they're the two speakers at the event as well.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
There is an early bird discount as well, so I'm just going to read out a number. It's 01622 232707, or go to that northkentb2b.co.uk, and that's from Carol Black. Thank you, Carol, for that.
Cool. Thank you. Yep, there's a lot of events happening around the county now over the coming weeks and months.
It's always a busy time of year, actually, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Schools go back, don't they? People start thinking about their business.
Yep.
And
lead up to Christmas before the Christmas parties.
Don't say the C word. We told you that.
No, I know. But we've got to organise the Christmas party.
We have.
Well, before that, we've got our second anniversary party.
Yes,
so in a couple of weeks' time.
I'm thinking parties.
Yeah. When I'm in Spain.
And Jules is going to Spain for that.
I think you could sweetly delay it for 1 week. So when I get back, I'm back on the 20th.
No, but I've set it up now.
What does 1 week make?
Yeah, no, but I've got all the guests lined up for the week after, and we got no guests on the anniversary show because it was just us lot.
Well, I'm just going to phone in from my terrace and annoy you all.
Thank you for that.
I would expect you to do that with my sombrero and donkey that you left on Alicante Airport apron the last time you were there. I expect you to pick them up and do that then.
I've got a sensible one here, Paul. It's Macmillan Cancer Support, the world's biggest coffee morning.
Yeah.
All three Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce sites will be serving up coffee and delicious cakes this September by taking part in the world's biggest coffee morning to raise funds for Macmillan Cancer Support. Mm. So that's the Ashford Business Point, the Old Town Hall, Gravesend, and the Gatehouse in Archbishop's Place, Maidstone. So please support that. And there's also something here, Construction Expo, 11th of October.
Yeah.
New business opportunities are waiting for you. Exhibit again at the largest construction event in Kent. That's all Ruffy Tuffy Builders. Bringing together clients, contractors, developers and other key related industries across London and the South East. Taking place, I can see you.
Yeah, we're laughing at you. Ruffy Tuffy Builders. She's getting all excited. Yeah.
Taking place at the historic dockyard, Chatham. Yeah, so well done. Thank you for that.
Cool. Look, I'm going to read a few tweets because I'm now getting people getting a bit agitated that I haven't read them out already. I've tweeted you twice already. and we got loads. We got a tweet from Joseph Watts, who's just about to launch his new photography business in Canterbury. So,
hi, Joe. Met him at Lenley's.
Yes, he was at the last Lenley's tweet up. Exactly, yes. Eke Media, don't start.
Oh, hello, Brent.
Yeah, Brent McNaughton from Eke Media.
Fish and chips.
We're listening into the Business Bunker show today, all the way from New Zealand or Orpington.
Fish and chips.
Yeah, thank you.
New Zealand, Orpington.
Yeah, he's a New Zealander, but he's based
in
Orpington.
He's very handsome, Rebecca. Very handsome.
But Jules has to do her accent whenever we mention any of these people. She spent the entire of Saturday night as a South African, by the way.
Boer Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sally Laker at Sally for Cakes has tweeted, get gingered. At 1 p.m. today with me, Jules Serkin and Rebecca on the Kent Business Bunker radio show.
And the lovely Oliver.
Absolutely.
He's actually eating one of the birthday cakes at the moment. Is it nice?
And we've got a new listener who's tweeted us, Flower Patch Farm, free British tea sample, just direct message back your details and please repost, retweet and radiate. So the Twitter handle is Flower Patch Farm, all one word. They can't DM you, I'm afraid, Flower Patch Farm. If you don't follow them, it doesn't work like that.
No.
So unfortunately, they'll have to do it in public rather than as a DM. But if you message Flower Patch Farm, there's free British tea samples available.
That sounds lovely.
Ooh. Yeah.
I wonder what kind of tea it is.
I don't know. We'll find out and tweet them.
What is British tea?
Tweet them.
Might be lavender.
Might be all rough builders tea.
It might be PG.
Rough and tough builders tea.
I actually met
Earl Grey. I mean, that's not
fair. No, but I met a builder once who did drink Earl Grey.
Oh, did
you? Yeah. Yeah, I did. One. Yeah, one builder came round.
Could you actually imagine
Earl Grey?
Would you like Earl Grey? Be like...
But some builders,
this is the most bizarre conversation. I think
it's weird.
It's weird.
Have a cake, Paul.
No. I've got another tweet here from Burlane's, another new listener.
Mm-hmm.
Burlane's for kitchen, bathrooms and interiors has an open house weekend on the 28th and 29th of September from 10 till 4. And you can book that by I think that's an email address, by going to idurant, all one word, idurant@burlanes.com. We'll put that link on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website so
can
people
you,
can follow up.
Can you find out where they're based, Paul?
I could ask them.
That would be of interest.
Yeah.
Why do you rant?
Berlanes, Kent is where they are.
Okay.
If you bear with me, I will tell, I'll tell you what, read an email while I'm looking them up.
The Queen's Award for Voluntary Service is an annual award that recognises and rewards excellence in voluntary activities carried out by groups in the community. It was launched in 2002 as the Queen's Golden Jubilee Award, with the first award winners being announced on the 2nd of June 2003. The award was renamed the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service in 2004. The award is given in recognition of outstanding achievement by groups of two or more people who volunteer their own time to enhance and improve the quality of life and opportunity of individuals or other groups in the community. Groups must be nominated for the award. Self-nomination is not permitted, and the Queen's Award process is managed by the Cabinet Office. To find out more about the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, go on to the Kent Invicta Chamber website and /blog the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service with hyphens in between each word.
Brilliant. In response to Where Are Berlanes, they are in fact at Foxpit Farm, Shingle Barn Lane, Maidstone.
Oh.
Would you like the postcode?
Yeah.
It is ME150PN.
Welcome Berlanes. It sounds very interesting, so I'm just doing up a house. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Cool. So that's that. And we're coming in thick and fast with the tweets now. Alan Noak.
Hello, man from
Hello.
Uncle.
Hello, Alan. Only 2 weeks left to book and pay for iShop Kent 2012 at the early bird rate. And you can book that at ishopkent.co.uk/2012. Do go to that. It's in November. It's brilliant. I went last year. It's a fantastic event. It's celebrating everything e-commerce in Kent. So if you've got an e-commerce website or you buy or sell stuff in Kent, it's a great event to go to, and there's an awards dinner and everything.
Do you know what, how much the early bird is?
What the discount is?
Yeah.
No, I don't, off the top
of my
head.
Do you know what it costs?
Off the top of my head, no, and I've booked and I can't remember what I paid. It's not a lot of money.
I thought you knew everything.
I do.
He's the oracle, isn't he?
Yeah.
You failed us today.
Yeah, well, I could make it up, and you'd never know, would you? Mind you, Alan might kill me
yes.
if I start selling tickets.
Alan, come on, tell us.
For 100 quid when they're 200 quid.
He'll probably phone in, but I know what you're like. You'll say, buy one and get one free and all
Bug
that
off.
Market stuff.
Yeah. Come on, ladies, you know you want one.
Silence.
Come on, get your money out. Buy one, get one free. Yep. It's your last chance.
It's not doing it
you
for
market,
me, Paul.
I'm thinking a market trade, like fruit and veg.
Yeah, yeah.
You should go and do that.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
He does.
Absolutely.
Frequently.
I do. I really enjoy doing that. And in fact, in Canterbury, the university, Christchurch University, are doing courses in market trading, which is really cool. I think that is really
are
cool.
Are you running it?
No. I just think it's really cool. Anyway, we've also got a tweet from HMS at Abbey. We are now taking bookings for Christmas parties. You started
C
that,
word.
Rebecca, saying Christmas.
Say Christmas, I don't mind, the C word.
Theme parties, casino night, Caribbean night or bouncy castles, blimey.
Or all five.
Or all five, all in one go. Pirates of the Caribbean bounce their way through the,
We have to say about Hoda Marie's launch, how fantastic was it?
Yeah, we're going to do a lot on that later.
It was amazing.
So, yeah, it was brilliant. It was really good fun. And Mark Smith at Made in Kent, help a Kent charity, simply vote for Kent MSTC. Find a link at the top of madeinkent.co.uk and thank you for the plug. That is my absolute pleasure. We'll put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can find it.
And thank you, Mark, for the nightcap the other day, the wee willy winky cap.
We'll say no more about that. Ah, you pop round there for a drink, late night drink.
So to speak.
Late night snifter on the way home from the pub.
To get a wee willy
I'm getting
winky
a
hat.
Very good impression of you, Jules.
Yeah.
Wrapped
up,
yeah.
Cool. Right, have you got any emails?
I have.
Yeah, you give us
Shall
one.
Shall I do some work because I've been crashed today?
Yeah, yeah. No, you haven't. You're more than welcome on
Well,
here,
I'm happy because I've seen Oliver's car, so...
I know, we'll talk about that in a minute.
We certainly will, and that's my birthday present.
Jules has quit as presenter of the Business Bunker and has become the full-time car cleaner for for Oliver's car.
Yeah.
She's offered to lick it clean.
Yeah, I think there'll be a fight.
I'm just leaning back here, letting you two work.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can watch. Right, I'm going to speak about Kent 2020 Vision Startup Live. I'd like to bring to your attention BSK CIC's upcoming event, Kent 2020 Vision Startup Live, which is being held in Maidstone on the 24th of October. It's a free interactive event providing invaluable support and information for anybody who is planning to start or has recently started a business, and is a fantastic opportunity to encourage entrepreneurial spirit. I thought this would be of relevance to your listeners as they are interested in local businesses, and our event is designed to cover everything a startup could need, offering a wide range of exhibitors, speakers and workshops. They attached a press release which maybe we can link to the website.
Sure.
It would be great to know if the event is of any interest to you, and if we could discuss possible press release opportunities, please reply to us at katie.couchman@bsk-cic.co.uk.
Cool.
So that's the... I knew quite a lot about that. There's been a lot of promotional material on that coming through. So, yeah, for anyone starting a new business or recently started, it'd probably be a great venue and event to go to.
Absolutely. Cool. You're listening to the Business Funker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, September the 18th, with me, Paul Andrews, Jules Sirkin and Rebecca Oliver. I've got something here which I'm incredibly proud about, because not that it was anything to
we
do with me, but
I saw
on your
Facebook page.
Don't start that kind of nonsense. But I was around when they kind of kicked this off. I don't take any credit for it, because it's absolutely nothing to do with me, but it's a brilliant initiative. Dear Paul, we have just been informed that our employability point scheme has been shortlisted in the Times Higher Education Awards under the category of Outstanding Support to Students. To give you a brief background, the Times Higher Education Awards are hugely prestigious and a highlight of the academic calendar. They celebrate the best in UK higher education, and to be shortlisted is an incredible achievement. We are all absolutely thrilled, and all at the University of Kent staff are delighted. For each category, six universities are shortlisted, and the winners will be announced on the 29th of November 2012. We thank you on the Business Bunker for supporting us and the employability point scheme, especially during the first year. Without your support, we couldn't have done it. And that's from Stephanie Barwick, who's the Business Engagement Manager at the Kent Enterprise Hub at the University of Kent at Canterbury. And that is a massive, massive achievement. Employability points is a fantastic scheme that is geared towards getting students to develop a work ethic. You know, one of the things that we found with higher education is academic people go along and work very hard at the academics, mm-hmm. but when they come out with their degree, they don't always have the right work ethic.
Yeah. Turning up, looking smart, presentable.
Yeah, been in the white socks and all that kind of stuff.
But even telephone manner.
Exactly. So the employability point scheme is a scheme that's aimed at getting students ready for work from an attitudinal point of view. Mm. And there's thousands of students joining the scheme now, and it's worked really well. And quite rightly, they've been nominated for a national award.
Well done.
And well done to them.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely well deserved. Absolutely brilliant.
And so, Stephanie Barwick, isn't it?
That's Stephanie Barwick, yeah, who's the manager of the hub. Now, we could have our first phone call. We shall see any minute now. If they give us a thumbs up. There is actually someone in the office this week for a change.
It could be someone just asking about an alpaca.
It could be, yeah. Hello, you're on the Business Bunker Show.
Hello.
No, they've gone.
Have they?
Well, you can hear they've put.
They wanted
down.
An alpaca,
or just some socks. Here they are again.
We'll try again.
Don't you love live radio?
Mm-hmm.
It's that look of grey that goes on Paul's face. She goes white.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is that Paul Andrews?
Yes, it is. Hi, we've got you.
Yay!
Mary Daly, I tweeted you. I was tweeting with you this morning.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm not too bad. And thank you so much for taking time to talk to me and to listen to me. And I really hope you can help me.
That's cool. I'm going to need you to shout down your phone because we're having real trouble hearing you.
All right. Okay. Can you...
Oh, that's better. Yeah, go right. Go for it, Mary.
Right. So... Where told me to start? Because once I start, there's no stopping me.
That's what's ringing me now.
I can hear a bit of the blarney there, Mary.
Me, you know it.
Go for it. So tell us all about it, Mary.
Right. We want people of Kent to vote for Kent MS Charity Centre in Canterbury to win a house with Persimmon's Home. We have been shortlisted to represent the South East of England out of 3,200 charities. We're the only one representative, and the winner is decided by vote. And if people were to go on kintmsqc.org, you will see it. We're desperately trying to raise £1.3 million to build a new therapy centre in Canterbury. The current building is a prefabricated building. It is in a terrible state, really. There's 1,600 people with MS. I have MS. I have been living with it for the last 11 years.
Right.
And the treatment, there is no cure for MS. And the treatment this centre offers is far more than just immediate treatment. It's a family away from home. It's a place where we can get counselling. We can have oxygen therapy treatment, physiotherapy. And we have got a patron, Paul, and our patron is Frank Drake.
Sorry, your patron's who?
An appeal to raise this £1.3 million, and he's going to match it pound for pound till the end of 2013. We currently have just under $500,000, and if we win this house, we will be able to sell it for $250,000, and then Frank Drake will actually match that. So our $250,000 now becomes $500,000. We will be able to put it out for tender and start building early next year.
So
any help you, people listening to your show, business people, we're trying to get businesses so we can be charities a year. We're also trying, we're writing to trusts. These trusts can give us some money. The Butterfly Committee, which I head up, is we're actively doing fundraising. And since we launched, we have raised just over £66,000 through the appeal.
£66,000, that's amazing.
Which will be matched, and we launched on the 5th of the 4th of February last year. And Paul, if you were to go on the kentmscc.org and click on the butterfly,
right,
you'll see a picture of me, and then you'll be able to put a face with the voice.
Cool. So tell our listeners exactly what they've got to do in order to support you.
Right. So all the listeners listening in, please go on kentmstc.org.
Can you say that more slowly, Mary?
All right, sorry. kentmstc.org.
So that's M for mother.
Yeah, S.
S-T-C.
S-T-C. Yeah, multiple sclerosis. T-C for therapy centre. .org. And then once you go in, you will see vote for us, and you just follow the link for Persimmon Homes. We've
cool.
only got 2 days left. The voting closes on Thursday, the 20th of September.
Okay. So what we'll do, Mary, is we'll put that link on the Kent Business Radio website later on this afternoon.
Oh, you are the man, Paul.
Absolutely, I'm the man. You've seen the photographs there, Mary.
Mary, where can we contact you?
You can contact me. I'll give you my mobile. It's 07802.
Yeah.
466.
Yeah.
326.
You're going to get a lot of men calling you up for a hot date, yeah, Mary, now.
Once they see you behind the butterfly.
Yeah, with that accent as well, a little bit of the Irish.
I'm actually married with 4 children.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop
anyone around here, mate. Mary, that is absolutely brilliant. Much, much power to you. Well done on your fundraising efforts so far. They've been absolutely phenomenal. We wish you much success and luck with that. You deserve everything. We will put a link to your link on the Kent Business Radio website as soon as we come off air, and people can follow up with that. And please come back on and let us know how you do.
I will, of course. We will know, Paul, on Thursday week on the 27th. It's the thing we have won.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we will.
So please, please urge everyone. We have 2 days left. Tweet us, tell the whole world, and anyone that can, we can be a charity of the year, anything that we have got to the end of 2013. It is a golden opportunity to raise this money. And it is doable, and we will do it. We just need the people of Kent to support this much, much needed MS Therapy Centre, because there is no cure, and to live with a disease that there is no cure is awful, and this centre gives us hope.
Absolutely.
It gives us hope for a great future, and every person living has a right to hope.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you, Mary. That is fantastic. Just one last thing, just to get as much publicity in the last 2 days as possible. You're also on Twitter, yeah?
The Kent.
Give us a
The MS Therapy Centre is on Twitter.
Yeah.
And obviously, the Kent MSTC is the Twitter account.
Right.
And then obviously, I have my own personal Twitter.
Okay.
Which is what you responded to me this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. But what we want to do is get people to follow up and to help support the Kent MSTC Centre. So we'll get that promoted as well.
Absolutely. And if they go into Instagram and they click on the butterflies, you can see we're doing lots of fundraising. And we've got, if you want to see, we've got a jump, a sky jump on Saturday, and there's 17 people jumping from Headcorn.
Blimey.
17 people, two of which have MS, and they're all jumping. So we're hoping that will raise the gusto between 20 and 25.
That is amazing.
£1,000. We have a quiz on in Folkestone Rugby Club this Friday night. Then we're doing a pamper evening on the 16th of October in Great Church Golf and Leisure. And there's loads of any fundraising ideas.
You're a busy lady, aren't you, Mick?
Any fundraising ideas that people have. We have just been doing school assemblies. We're trying to get schools in Kent so we can be their charity of the year. They've been handing out leaflets. We're trying to get hold of soon a non-school uniform day for the kids. And the great thing about this charity is, Paul, that people will leave a legacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's two truths in life. We live, we die. Anything that happens in the middle, nobody knows.
Brilliant.
But the legacy, people can come here in years to come with their grandchildren, with their uncles, and
well,
say, you know what, I helped.
It's great. We totally support you on that, Mary. You're doing a fantastic job.
So much passion.
Yeah, and thank you so much for calling into the Business Bunker and telling us all about it. We will put all of those links on our website so that people can follow up. And you must come back on and tell us all about it.
I will, of course. And listen, thank you very much, Paul. Really, really appreciate it. And to your sidekick in the background.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's Rebecca and Jules. So thank you very much, Mary. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, love.
Bye, Mary.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye, Mary. She's very passionate about her.
We apologise for the sound.
Yeah,
things will get better next week.
Yeah, yeah. We had some odd levels there on things there. Can't hurry love. You're listening to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, the 18th of September, with me, Paul Andrews, Jill Serkin, and Rebecca Oliver. And it's my absolute pleasure to introduce our studio guest to you now, Mr. Oliver Musto Playfair. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. You caused quite a stir when you arrived here in your little motor.
Yes, yeah. It normally does attract a bit of attention. And
yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll come to that in a minute. So, look, I'll tell you the easiest way of doing this, because you're a really inspiring character, and I heard you speak at the Fruitworks 10x10 Labs Create event a few weeks ago, and you blew everybody away with your story. So why don't you just tell our listeners a bit about Oliver and your background and your business and what you've been up to?
I don't think my story is particularly interesting, but people seem to find
it. Oh, I think everybody else does.
We
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
It's all remarkably normal and not so interesting. But I'm Oliver Musto Playfair. I'm 31, terribly good looking, and I've been running my own businesses for...
Modest. Yeah.
I've got to ask.
Unassuming.
Where does your surname come from?
My
dad.
Mother is Musto, and my dad is Playfair, and neither of them wanted to lose their name, so they put them together to try and make me sound posh, but I'm not.
And where does Musto come from?
Musto is Dweller by the Moot, which is the person what stood in the middle of a village and shouted out the news to people, I think.
Ah.
So fairly much keeping up a tradition now then, Oliver.
Like a hearsayer.
Yeah, a gossip.
Paul. Thank you.
and Playfair is what it says on the tin. That's
cool.
Yeah, Playfair, I guess. I started off with a web design business. Set that up, run that, sold that. Then set up an online e-commerce business selling robots. Run that, sold that. And then set up a company that sold knitting wool. Run that, sold that. And then I found myself sitting here talking to you guys and girls.
It's really simple, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why people make such a fuss about all this business.
Well, exactly.
So give us a bit more background to it than that, you know, because... It's you're absolutely right. You set up a business, you sold it. I mean, that's cutting to the chase. But to give us a bit more on that, because it was a bit interesting what you did. Because you initially started as a web designer, you say.
Yeah, I originally never really knew what I wanted to do, but I knew that I always wanted to have nice cars and big houses, and there was a car that used to park around the corner from where I used to live. It was a Lamborghini Diablo, and ever since I laid my eyes on that beautiful thing, I thought, okay, whatever I'm going to end up doing, I'm going to do stuff what makes me have cars like that.
So that was your motivation. Your goal was a Lambo, yeah?
Yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
Right. Bear that in mind, listeners.
They're really interested in running businesses and all that malarkey. It was all about getting enough money to get Lamborghinis and flash houses and all that stuff. So,
have you got the flash houses?
I've got a house. It's going to be flash by the time I'm done with it. It's a fairly modest.
It's also got a horse.
Yeah, horse.
No, just a horse.
A cob.
Just a horse.
I think it's a thoroughbred. I don't know what it is.
Do you ride?
No, my wife does. But it's the biggest horse on the yard, and it looks like it could go fast. But all I see is the bill at the end of the month, and so I don't really understand it. But I understand it's a good horse, and it's big, and it looks like it could go fast, but
wow,
not as fast as my car. So.
So tell us a little bit about the story behind Derrimore's, how you started the business, how you built it, and
is
then
it the wool business or the Derrimore's.
Derrimore's.
I can't take full credit for it. I started it. I was starting to start by. I had a friend called Bruce, and he had a factory that used to stick stuff on the front of magazines, and he invited me.
Bruce Australian.
No, he's from Sittingbourne, just down road. But Bruce Bell, lovely guy.
You
actually
know Bruce, he's been on the show, yeah.
Yeah, oh, cracking guy. And he was involved with a business that stuck stuff onto the front of magazines, and I went up there to have a look, just being nosy, really. And the magazine that was whizzing round on the machines and being stuck to stuff was, more than any other magazine, was knitting magazines. And until that point, I had never given knitting a thought. It's not something that's...
Had you not? You're not knitting a vest or anything?
No. So it was something that I thought was quite interesting. Got home, Googled it, and then quickly realised that actually no one was selling it particularly well. I thought, oh, there could be an opportunity here to sell wool. Sell wool. So that was February 2010, I think.
I want to stop you there because you're very self-deprecating about.
She's lost her stitch.
No. Now he's very self-deprecating about stuff like this. It's, you know, I walked in, I spotted this, so I just started it up, you know, as anyone would. But of course, anyone wouldn't, which is why no one had done it. And one of Oliver's many talents is this ability to one spot an opportunity, but even more so to exploit it.
Knit one, pearl one, Oliver.
Yeah, no, but as an entrepreneur, that is really fascinating because so many people try and start businesses based purely upon what they already know. And of course, that's, to a large extent, that's pointless. I call it the flower shop syndrome. I had someone came to me and asked to borrow money to start a flower shop. And I said, where are you going to start the flower shop? And they went, Herne Bay. And I went, why? And they went, because I live there.
Oh.
And you went, well, how many flower shops are there in Herne Bay already? About eight. You know, and you get that too often, whereas I'm kind of taking a flyer on the fact that you didn't have a lot of experience in knitting before you saw the wool thing.
Well, prior to the wool thing, I was designing websites, and that's something that I enjoyed doing. It was pretty much a lifestyle business, but it gave me a good income. But I think there are two different, well, lots of different types of businesses, but there are businesses that people run because they like running them. They like to do what the business activity is, and that's fine. Sometimes those businesses can get really big, I think. But not to say that I'm an expert in anything. Then there are other businesses that people spot to fill a gap. And it's normally done solely to capitalise on that opportunity. And I think that's what made Derrimore's different, perhaps, than the other ones that I'd been involved in. In that it was literally to spot a gap and fill it. It wasn't down to a passion of... I didn't want to particularly sell knitting wool, although I did like the idea of having lots of boxes of different coloured wools all stacked on shelves and all neat and tidy. I thought that was a great idea.
A sweetie shop.
Yeah, oh, very much so. So that's the first thing I did.
So step us through this. You know, I mean, you've seen Bruce's magazine. You've done a bit of research and gone, right, there's a gap in the market here.
But was it a gap for people, for knitters? To get this magazine,
knitters just couldn't buy knitting wool anywhere. The local shops in the high streets were closing. And it didn't make sort of financial sense for shops to stock a huge range of wool because you'd need a massive shop, and that the business model doesn't work, which lends itself quite well to the online retail, where you can get a great big warehouse, fill it with wool, and get it out to customers in a timely fashion. Mm. So it was perfect in every way, in hindsight.
That's a classic long tail business, is what they call that. Mm. Yeah, listeners, long tail is after a book by Chris Anderson, the former editor of Wired, who spotted this as a general concept that in the online world, there's a way of making something pay that you can't make pay in a high street way. Mm. And he first spotted it with Amazon and books, being that there are some books that only sell 4 or 5 copies. And in a bookshop, it's not worth them stocking them. But Amazon can afford to stock a zillion books because they're just all stuffed in a warehouse. And the long tail is the 1 or 2s that they sell. But the fact is, because of the long tail, they do sell 1 or 2 of them a week. And you can do that online, but you can't do it in a shop, which is exactly what you're saying with wool.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but do you think a lot of it was timing? Because there is actually a renaissance in knitting at the moment. Gwyneth Paltrow, there's quite a few stars that have started knitting in their changing rooms in between shoots, you know, Angelina Jolie, all that bunch.
Yeah, I think as luck would have it, that was at the time when we set up Fair Wars, and it just happened to be, it was in fashion at the same time. Yeah. So in a lot of ways, incredibly lucky with the timing for the business. But
but I'm fascinated. I want to come back to this, you know, this, you know, you've got to the point where you've seen the opportunity, you've done some research, and presumably you started to develop a website because that's your major talent.
Yeah, I can't take full credit for Darren Watts because I did have a business partner, Steve. But what happened was I spotted the opportunity in February and thought about it for about 5-6 months, and I couldn't figure out a way for it to make money. The wall was big and bulky and you needed lots of space to store it, and it just didn't make any sense. And I thought, well, sod it. I got a great big dirty warehouse, and I got the warehouse, and I sat in there with my desk, and at the same time I had the web design company, so I was running the web design company from the warehouse.
From an empty warehouse?
Yeah, really. It was a good starter warehouse, but it wasn't somewhere you'd want to live. So yeah, I was sitting in the warehouse thinking, right, I'm going to do this. I've got to do it at some point. And I realised that actually this is too big for just one person. Mm. And I'm great at starting things, but not necessarily great at finishing them. And I'd worked with a guy called Steve Hollis, who is quite possibly the most best business person I've ever had the pleasure of working with, and asked him to get involved. So we did 50-50, and we got started. And within a couple of months, we were trading, and then it all took off.
Cool.
I think you'll find it's fairly typical of a knitter that you start a scarf and you never really finish it. It's a bit like being an entrepreneur, you know, you can start something off, but to get to the end of the scarf, it just goes on and on and on and on.
Well, one of the beauties of knitting is it's incredibly addicting, as I understand. I don't know how to knit, but
therapeutic.
Yeah, and people come back, and they come back at every on a regular period, and they'll spend a lot of money on knitting. Mm. It's not a cheap hobby to do, and in terms of for Derrimore's being a retail company, it's fantastic. It couldn't be any better. You've got loyal customers, lots of repeat business, and it's one of the few areas where there are good margins. So it's
cool.
How are you marketing it?
Oh, thank you. I was just going to say.
How are you marketing Derrimore's?
It was all online. Everything was done online through pay-per-click and all that sort of stuff to get it started. As we got bigger and we wanted to cement the market position, it was all the sort of traditional stuff like magazines and all that sort of stuff. But the cornerstone of the company was pay-per-click.
So were you doing editorial and Women's Own and Good Housekeeping, that sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, as the business grew, we recruited a marketing manager who basically did all that type of stuff, all the social media, magazines, PR, and all that stuff was in-house. We had a team of, I think it was about 4 people that was doing that, and it worked very well for us, but only really made sense once the business was of a certain size. It wasn't business building stuff.
Right, okay. So you actually got it off the ground, really, using paperclip?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Cool. And, what kind of spend, if you don't mind telling us, what kind of spend were you looking at once you got it up and running?
Oh, it was tens of thousands. In terms of marketing, yeah. Yeah, on a monthly basis, tens of thousands. But it was a multi-million pound retail revenue retail company. So it was, that sort of spend was easily justifiable. But the business is still trading now, so it's all very, very exciting.
Cool. And I'm not letting you off the hook that easily. There's lots more to this story, don't you?
We don't want to be woolly about this, do we?
Ha, ha, ha. But I don't want to stitch him up either.
No.
Okay.
One per one.
Yeah. But there's a pattern here. Should we carry on with these puns or, you know, should we just bin that? One of the things I always tell guests in the preamble before we go live on the show is that this show goes really quick when you're on it, but...
Is it going really slow because I'm on it?
No, but a lot of the listeners might be fooled by this because, you know, we've been talking about Derrimores and how Oliver and his partners started this business, but this wasn't a very long time period we're talking about either here, is it?
No, well, the business started trading in August 2010 and we sold it to Ideal Shopping Direct in May 2012, so it's about 18 months.
So this is from having the idea to selling it was 18 months, listener.
Yeah, I think in terms of timing for the sale, it was perfect. It was a good time for us to sell.
So tell us a little bit about how that came about. So you built this business, you had the idea, you got it up and running, you've got yourself an empty warehouse. Presumably you sourced a bit of wool and you started to pay money on pay-per-click and the whole thing started to take off. You've then employed a marketing manager to do some marketing stuff. What made you then start to think about selling the business?
Yeah, well, at the time when we decided to sell the business, the business had grown from nothing to a multi-million pound turnover and recruited about 30 staff, and it was at a stage certainly... perhaps more so from my position where I delegated everything and I would have made myself pretty much completely redundant. Mm. Steve was very much getting to that stage. As opportunity would have it, it was January this year. And I went to California for the trade show, not for any reason other than to just go to California, if I'm being completely honest.
On expenses, like.
Yeah, exactly. It took a lot of persuading with Steve. It was a jolly.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I knew I had to go there. I went there, spent a disproportionate amount of time in the bar, actually.
You surprised me.
And then I got invited to a presentation show thingy, me jiggy, what's it. So I went there I wasn't half cut, I was half sober. The owner of, person in charge of Crate and Craft TV, which was part of Ideal Shopping Direct, was there, and asked him if he wanted to buy Derrimores. And he said, how much? And I said, this much. And he said, okay, we'll meet up when we go home. And then we spent the rest of the evening talking about cars and boobs, so.
As you do, yeah. So it's a standard trade show then.
And that was it. And then there was the sale process, which was very interesting. And then ended in May.
Cool.
All good. Happy days.
can we just say what the end part of that product of sale, please?
Yeah. Oh, the end part. It was the business was sold as a going concern. The business is continuing to do really well, and all the staff that were there, I think, are still working there, which is great, and I get to get a Lamborghini houses and...
So let's not whisper this. So you've actually now realised your goal and realised your dream, and you've rocked up at the studio here today in a...
2012 Lamborghini LP564 Gallardo.
Blimey.
It's the big colour edition.
I've known Oliver for a few years and he's my best mate now.
I seem to have lots of new best mates at the moment.
I have to tell you, listener, when Oliver rocked up in his Lamborghini and Rebecca arrived, and as you remember, it's Rebecca's birthday today, okay. And she was absolutely beside herself with joy and has had a million photographs taken of her in the Lamborghini.
You know, I would rather live in a car than a house. That would be my element.
I'd quite like to meet the horse.
Yeah.
Horse sounds lovely.
The horse is cool. It's big and it's horsey, but yeah, it's great.
And you don't even go on the horse?
No.
Not even side saddle?
If I'm honest, I'm a little bit scared of them. And I think it's because my brother, who's younger than me, used to tell me that the horse's head would open up and there'd be lots of teeth in there and it would bite your hand off if you got too close. My brother's 20 and he was telling me this story when he was 10 and I was 18. And it's still stuck and I'm still scared of them. So, but we've got one and it's great and my wife loves it, but It's no Lamborghini, you know what I mean? It's,
So, you've realised your ambition. You now are the proud owner of a late model Lamborghini Gallardo.
Yes, yep.
What are you going to do next?
Well, I've got a plan. It is to do nothing for a little bit. Went straight from Dermal's into new business. And that was great, but actually I think...
What was the new business?
It was another online retail business selling mirrors and home decor and all that sort of stuff.
Called?
Amalfa. Yeah, that was good, but I think it was too soon after what was a very big journey. To not have taken time out in between things was unwise, I think.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing now is I bought a house. It needs a lot of work, and I'm gardening.
You've actually bought a house?
Yes.
Because the last time I talked to you, you hadn't bought
a
house.
Oh, this house is amazing.
Like, is it?
Yeah. It's a former lodge for a mansion, and it's got about an acre around it, and the whole acre around it is it's gone to overgrown, hasn't gone to shit.
Right,
it needs a lot of work. I'm spending my time doing my backing, raking, and hoeing stuff. And
where do you live, Oliver? Not the road, but you know whereabouts.
Yeah, just outside Sittingbourne, okay. Sort of out in the sticks somewhere. So
cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun spending a bit of time with my wife and son and reluctantly horse. taking a bit of time out before the next big thing. The next
Why
big
the long face?
You need to watch those country lanes in the car, though.
It's ridiculous. You have to. It's got a countryside mode, which is fold mirrors in and just go stop, start, stop, start. It's not much fun. Mm. But I've got other cars as well, so that's all good.
Cool. Hey, listen, a fantastic story, a fantastic journey, Oliver, and it is inspirational. It shows you that, you know, it can be done. And you started, built, and sold a business in the depths of the worst recession in living memory, and you did that, and you make it sound like it was a complete doddle, and I know it wasn't, and I know it took a lot of talent and a lot of ability.
I don't know. I think that things only become hard or challenging if you're not enjoying them. I think
that is very true.
And there wasn't a single moment, I don't think, in the whole of the Dermal's process or the City Swift process or any of the other businesses' processes that I haven't enjoyed. Mm. I think if there had come a point where it was unenjoyable, things start to get hard, and they're not easy. It makes no sense to do them things at all.
I predict that Oliver won't be gardening for very long, don't you, Paul?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean,
reckon he'll be.
He'll find something that will grab his interest, and then he'll go with it. But I also totally do agree with him that having done one business like that, you do need to take a break from it and completely step back. I think that's important because no two things are the same, and. Having got out of one thing, it's very easy to fall into something very similar again, but it's not the same.
Mm.
And therefore you think, hold on, what have I got into now? You know, this isn't quite the same as where I was. So I think that break is important.
Especially you go from being, moving from sort of hand to mouth to a situation where you don't actually need to work anymore, or not for a long time at least. And it changes the way you think about things.
Absolutely.
It takes a bit of time to get over that.
So it's a bit rock and roll at the moment, is it?
Oh, it is, yeah. Well, I'm driving about in that, and it's, it's not like, it's not real life at all. It is living the dream in a lot of ways. So cool.
I just want to say, because I met Oliver many, many years ago now, isn't it? When he had his, I can't remember the name of the company, but it's City Swift. When we met at Top Dog or something like that years and years ago, and it's just, I have to say, Oliver, you're just so humble about everything. You just, it's all, you know, there are lots of people out there who obviously, you know, work so hard but you're just so humble about it and, you know, so matter of fact about how, you know, how hard you've worked. And I think, you know, you should be, you've done so successfully, like you say, in the biggest recession of all time, but it just seems to be something natural. And I think maybe your natural flair of how, you know, of the way you, maybe attacks the business is actually part of its success anyway because of...
Actually, I'd say that would be down to Steve Hollis, who's the guy who went to business. He was superb at running the business. I actually did very little in the business, bar set it up and tell a few jokes, and that was it. I was very fortunate to have gone into business with someone that was exceptional, I think it's about finding the right people for the right job and listening, I think, to what people say around you and thinking that actually you're not right most of the time.
I think anything is possible, that's the thing, isn't it? Actually, it gives a great deal of, for a lot of budding entrepreneurs out there, and certainly we were talking earlier about the young up-and-coming entrepreneurs. I mean, you are an inspiration. There is a lot of people out there who, you know, when they're focused on something, and like you say, they see a gap in the market, you know, anything is possible, but you just have got to have the belief in yourself and actually what you're doing.
Absolutely. And, and it's about working. It's about putting the effort in and making it happen and doing it with a smile on your face.
Or getting other people to do the work for you.
Or getting other people to do it.
Achieve through others.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, it is about doing it. And so many people, especially in this country, I feel a rant coming on. So many people in this country, you know, knock entrepreneurs and go, oh, it's all right for you, you know, you're loaded, you've got a Lambo, whatever, da, 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 da. But anybody can do it.
Absolutely.
It just requires you to do what it takes. I saw, I need to get this right, but I saw an aphorism about this the other day, and it's absolutely true. And it says something like, entrepreneurs spend an awful lot of time doing the things that people won't do so that they can spend even more time doing the things that other people can't afford to do.
Nice one.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. It's about putting it in up front and making it happen so that you can reap the rewards longer term.
You know, for my next business, which is going to be a big one, this last one was okay. This next one's going to be even bigger.
Well, domination, I think.
Yeah.
But this one's going to involve going undercover, probably, in a fast food chain for a little while. Which is going to be quite fun, I think.
Are we being serious about this? Come on.
Possibly, yeah. I don't know. As I'm raking the garden, I'm thinking about this.
You're going undercover in a fast food chain. Yeah.
Well, I don't know anything about cooking food. Right. I did what we used to work in when I was a kid. But, I think I may have spotted an opportunity, and it's just a question of figuring out how it's actually going to work. Because at the moment, I can't get my head around the maths.
Right.
And I can't work out how it's going to work. But if I actually do it for a while and work for someone else doing it, who's doing something remotely similar, there's a good chance that I might actually understand that. So
cool.
You might see me in a burger van in the next couple of months.
Hey, do you want fries with that? Cool. Oliver, it's an absolute inspiration to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Hearing your story is brilliant. More power to you. Enjoy the fruits of your hard work and labour. Enjoy the Lamborghini. For the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker, but do please stay with us for the rest of the show and feel free to join in.
Thank you for your kind words. Give me a big head.
Yeah. That's Oliver Mustard Playfair, the founder of City Swift, Derren Moores and other businesses, serial entrepreneur and really nice bloke.
Yeah.
With a nice car.
See him in the burger van near you shortly.
Yeah, yeah. So
you missed off the good-looking thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, hey, the next time you're queuing after the pub at a burger van in a town near you, don't be rude to the guy flogging you the burgers.
Who leaves in a Lamborghini.
Yeah, because he might be on his way home in his Lambo. Yeah, cool. Thank you for that, Oliver. It's lovely to hear from you. We've had a gazillion tweets come in. I'm just going to try and
what
catch up
got?
With a,
Who have
a
you
few.
Got on Twitter?
Clayton First Aid, another new listener. Find out about our range of quality first aid kits and medical equipment. Check out claytonfirstaid.com. That's Clayton, CLAYTON-firstaid.com. What else have we got here? Bexley Heath Salt Cave. Listeners can try a free hour at Bexley Heath Salt Cave. It's great for allergies, coughs, colds, asthma and COPD. And we've got Len Liz listening to the Business Bunker in our Fab Terrazzo restaurant. Leek and Kefili crumble flan and spiced plum crumble on the menu. Ooh. Woo-hoo.
Crumble and crumble. Is that Leek Kefili?
Hold on, I'll do that again. Exactly. Leek and Kefili crumble flan.
Ooh.
I said that in one go. I'm going to do that again. Leek and Kefili crumble flan.
And what was the pudding?
Plum crumble. Yeah, spiced plum crumble.
Just remembering that we've got the Lenny's Kent Business tweet up next Thursday week. So not this Thursday, but the one after. I think that's the 27th, isn't it?
Cool. And I think we've got another caller on the phone. So let's see if we can hear who we've got here. Hi, you're on the Business Bunker. Hello?
Slam the phone down on you, Paul, every time.
Yeah,
they
I don't know.
You.
It may be how they're putting the phone calls through. They may be losing them before we got them online.
What we want is a nice receptionist.
Yeah, whoever that was, if you could call again. towards the end of the show, I am going to be telling you a bit about what's going to be happening soon. So I think that's our caller again. Hopefully. We'll see if we can get them this time.
And meanwhile, Len is the 27th of September at 10 a.m. in Canterbury. Cool. Tweet up.
Cool. I think that's for us. Is that a yes or a no?
Craig is waving.
We're not sure.
He's got his pensive face on.
No.
It's his auntie.
Could I tell you about...
Yes, do.
It is us. Here we go.
No, don't.
Don't, I won't.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hello, Paul. It's Jenny Overy from the Mind Fit Club.
Hello, Jenny. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm having a few problems with telephones and stuff at the moment.
You cut me off.
I know, and the sound quality is really bad as well. Can I ask you to shout a bit?
I will try. Is that better?
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you.
Okay, then, fine. Well, I'm ringing up to... I thought perhaps your listeners would be interested in the new business clubs that we're starting up in Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Initially in Ashford, Canterbury and Maidstone.
Right.
They're called Mind Fit Clubs.
Right.
In fact, it's an offshoot of the MindFit programme.
Is that with Graham and Neville?
We're with Graham and Neville, yes.
Yeah, cool.
You probably know the MindFit programmes have been, formerly, until recently, been targeted at the corporate market.
Right.
But obviously, we found that, you know, it's time that perhaps we ought to include, you know, the sole traders and micro-businesses and start-ups.
Right, okay.
And the way to achieve this, we thought we'd develop MindFit Clubs.
Sounds good.
And like I said, they're launching in the three towns. And we're doing a launch in Canterbury on the 10th of October. And another launch on the 18th of October at the Bear and the Dog and Bear at Lenham.
Oh right, I know the Dog and Bear really well. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, in Lenham Square there.
Actually.
Yeah.
Hopefully they won't pass the beer pump on the way in, but what they do on the way out, we don't mind.
Cool. Tell me when's that again, Jenny?
That's the launch in Canterbury is on the 10th of October.
Yep.
And that's up at the Canterbury Innovation Centre.
Okay, yeah.
Up at the University of Kent.
Yep.
And then Thursday, the 18th of October, at the Dog and Bear, Lenham Square.
Cool. And if people want to come along to that, how do they find out more? How do they register?
Okay, they can go onto our website, which is www.mindfitlimited, all one word, .com/ Mind-fit-club.
Cool. I tell you what, if you could drop me an email or a text or a tweet or anything with that in it,
yes, okay.
I will put that link up on the Kent Business Radio website.
Okay, then fine.
And Jenny, if you could send me dates.
I'd like to say that these are not networking events. The clubs will meet every month.
Right.
And the idea is for them to sort of look at the MindFit program, which is exploring natural learning.
Right, okay.
And, you know, what they would do, they would share knowledge, which would be under the Chatham rules. So, you know, what stays
Chatham
in
House
the
rules.
Meeting, you
yeah.
know, said in the meeting, stays in the meeting.
Mm.
And there'd be set challenges for themselves.
Right.
And also, you know, they support one another as well.
Cool.
And they also have the option of ongoing mentoring.
Sounds good.
For people that are not quite sure what, you know, natural learning is, it's sort of, we can relate it to, you know, sort of when you started riding a bike.
Oh, right, okay.
You got on
I fell
bike.
Off.
You haven't learned yet, Paul.
I fell off. My mum
Paul has still got his stabilisers on,
Jenny. My mum
took
my stabilisers. My mum took my stabilisers off and I fell over.
But no, you know, when you're on a bike, you know, you look back and you thought, well, I don't remember going to a workshop or anything like that, but you always remember it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what natural learning's about, and with the MindFit, it is a case of, you know, sort of, get yourself right first.
Right.
Do your natural learning before you actually do your sort of self-taught learning, your knowledge learning.
Right.
And in fact, last week, the CIPD released an article stating that a new type of leadership training needs to be built into the workplace with its cultures.
Right.
And leaders need to be more self-aware. And that's what MindFit is. It
okay,
looks
cool.
at you as a person before you start doing the knowledge training.
Cool. Well, that sounds really fascinating, Jenny. Give us a shout for the web link again so that
we'll
people
do.
Can find out more about it.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no, give us tell us what the web tell us what the website is so that they can look up.
www.mindfitlimited.com/mind-fit-club.
Thank you, Jules. Brilliant. And we'll put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website.
That'd be super.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling the Bunker Show. It's lovely to hear from you.
Thank you.
We wish you much success with your groups in Canterbury and Maidstone.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
And may I say happy birthday to Rebecca?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was actually going to say about a story on my fifth birthday. I got a bike for my birthday, and I remember my dad trying to find the stabilisers to put on it and wondered where I was. I was actually riding the bike.
That's amazing.
Yes, so he was like trying to find out how to put the stabilizer. He's like, where's she gone? And I was up and down riding the bike
so
without
just got
them.
On?
Yes.
Overachiever.
Yes. That's Virgos, you see.
Jenny, thank you so much for calling
okay,
the Business Bunker. Lovely to hear from
you.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers, thank you.
Bye.
Jenny from MindFit there.
Jenny Overy.
Yeah, cool. Sorry about the quality of the phones. We will try and get them sorted out. We're getting some feedback from somewhere. That's
yeah,
what's happening.
It'll all be sorted out next week, I predict.
Well, we shall see, hopefully. Right, we've got quite a few things to get through.
Can I just say my plug?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been working on the Swell Jobs Fair for about 3 months now, working with Gordon Henderson, the local MP for, and his constituents. And we've been working very hard with local businesses. And the response has been phenomenal to try and get job seekers. It was very successful in Watford, and we've replicated it down in Sittingbourne. And we've got amazing response from Shepherd Neame. We've got SFM, actually, who are going to come down. And we've got a number of others, Swell Heatings, another sponsor, as well as Kent County Council. So we've got some great support. Exhibitors are coming along. We've got about 38 exhibitors, and it's for job seekers, apprenticeships, career advice and business startups. We've got Sam Ethel coming from Hard Hat as well, a few banks as well, and we just really encourage anyone to come along next Wednesday or advise, please go onto my Twitter at @ultimate_MSD just to find out more about it. It's Wednesday the 26th of September at Wyvern Hall in Sittingbourne, and really just pass it on to anybody who really wants to be inspired.
Cool.
Please go along. So thank you.
Is Wyvern Hall, is that at the Swallows Leisure Centre?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But so we've just been, you know, working really hard the last few months, and the response has been great. So I mean, if you can, anything you see that's retweeting, could you retweet out? I'm just going to take advantage of my co-presenting to because it is for a good cause, and hopefully we can get some people inspired to look for jobs or maybe do what Oliver's done.
Cool, absolutely.
Thank you.
No pleasure. I've got a couple of tweets to read out, and then we're gonna assault our listeners' eardrums with some more badly recorded stuff.
Right.
Because I've got some recordings from the event that we attended on Saturday that I want to play for
you. Where you were Superman.
Yeah, exactly. I need to apologise in advance because the sound quality is not that good for all kinds of reasons. But we will be getting all this sorted out. But
who's tweeting you?
Well, we've got Izzy J at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, guys. And Active Digital are holding a technology seminar tomorrow at the Mercure Hotel Pembury between 10 and 4, and all are welcome. So let me give you that again. Active Digital are holding a technology seminar tomorrow at the Mercure Hotel in Pembury, and that's between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, and everyone is welcome to go along.
Fantastic.
F Keys.
Ah,
Alex Waterman over,
Alex.
Yeah, in Medway there. F Keys are pleased to, that Megan Walsh, aged 12, passed her Microsoft Office Specialist PowerPoint 2010 certification.
My goodness, wow. Well done,
so
Megan.
Well done, Megan. That's brilliant, and well done, F Keys. Alan Noak, once again, have just extended the guaranteed display date for the world's most expensive link. For the participants for another year, and I think you'll find Anthony Gray clocks are still number one on that.
Yeah.
The 9 millionth, 875 trillionth year in a
clocking
row.
Clocking up another year?
Yeah, yeah. And we got a message from Joe Dodds, the famous Joe Dodds. Hello, Joe. Little Doddsy is doing a sponsor walk for the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity, and you can sponsor Little Doddsy, which we will be doing, at justgiving.com/Ellie Dodds. Thanks for any help. So please pile into that, justgiving.com/Ellie Dodds, and sponsor Little Doddsy doing a walk for the Marsden Cancer Charity.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well done there, Little Doddsy.
I have to say, I've seen many pictures that Jo's put on her Facebook of her when she was younger, and she is the spitting image of Little Doddsy.
I know,
absolute spitting image.
It's spooky, isn't it?
Yeah, they're just, yeah, peas in a pod.
Cool. Look, I'm going to have a go at this. This is some interviews we recorded on Saturday at the launch of the HMS at the Abbey Restaurant and Cookery School.
The fantastic Hilda Marie.
Yeah, so hopefully this will work. I do apologise for the sound quality of some of this, but it was Jules, basically, shouting at me. Here we go, have a listen.
This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Show at HMS at the Abbey Restaurant and the opening of this new facility. We have a restaurant and cookery school, and today is the grand opening. We've had fantastic frolics all afternoon, where we've had football and all kinds of things going on, and there's been a stand with organic food on, and we had a look around the organic growth garden, and we're just about to sit down and have some food that is being prepared in the kitchen as I speak. But first of all, let's talk to the proprietor. Hiya, Hilda Marie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Paul. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm fresh and all sweaty from playing football outside.
I believe you were very good.
I won. Obviously. Obviously I won. Yeah. But then my son was refereeing, so I had to win. Yeah, good. So, you must be very proud.
Yes, very, very proud. We've worked so hard and the team's worked so hard, so he's very excited about this evening. And about the project going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic venue here, isn't it? I mean, haven't you done well to get this sorted out like this?
Yeah, absolutely.
For our listeners, we can peer into the kitchen and watch them. There's hundreds of people rushing around in the kitchen, preparing food while we speak, and it looks and smells delicious. And the restaurant and bar's all set up nicely. And we have one of Sally's cakes by the looks of it.
I know. Do you like me?
I do. It is so like you, Hildy. That is, it's a bloke. Ah, that does work. We have a catering for cake here, which is fantastic. Sat on the bar. Cool, so halfway through the day now. Looking forward to the evening.
Yes, I am. I think now I can relax because, to be honest, all my hard graft is finished. It's now down to these guys.
These guys, to do the work. Do the real work.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we wish you much success with your venture. It's going to be an absolute knockout. And I've already heard people saying, I'm coming to the cookery school there. I'm going to know how to do it. And you need to teach me how to make bread and all kinds of things.
Yep. Looking forward to it, Paul. You're welcome to come anytime. And thank you very much for coming down. Really.
And that's an absolute pleasure. I'd go anywhere for food, me.
Yeah,
cool. Best of luck with it. And we'll talk to you soon.
Great, thanks very much.
Hello, and I'm here with Paul Barbara, who's just arrived with his lovely wife. And hi, Paul. We have a lovely top chef from Canterbury coming to see Hilda Marie and see what the competition's like.
Good evening. Hello. What can I say? You just put me on the spot now. Yes, it's a lovely evening, and it's a nice gathering, I can see. It's a lot more than, Jules, what you told me that then people will be coming to attend. It is almost like house full. So, good luck for you in promoting Hilda's new enterprise. And good luck to Hilda as well. And for this wonderful setup, which reminds me of my old time when I was doing my own catering classes in Bombay, or rather Mumbai in India. This was just the setup. Top decor, very well ironed tablecloth with designed napkins, glasses, and cutlery and crockery to be placed precisely on a position, which is a good factor. I can see it. So one eye is showing me a lot of work being done.
Have you any words of advice for Hilda Marie, Paul?
My dear, it's like giving advice to the grandmom how to cook. I am sorry, I'm not going to say any single word, and I'll rather look forward to learn from Hilda Marie, who has presented such an excellent evening here.
Thank you, Paul, and it's lovely to see you, and I hope you enjoy your evening.
We've had a fantastic day here at HMS at the Abbey Restaurant and Cookery School. Everybody's had a wonderful time. The food was absolutely delicious, and we've just completed the raffle with prizes donated by Ken Lloyd, an absolutely gorgeous painting that he did himself, Sally for Cakes and her lovely cupcakes. We've had Serenity Becker offering beauty treatments, the Salt Cave at Bexley with offering treatments there. There's a sponsorship deal for Kempis's Radio. There's some wine and champagne and all kinds of prizes, and they've been won by the people here, and they've raised a whopping £110 for Pilgrim's Hospice. We've also, though, got a giant cuddly meerkat on offer. So that's going to be interesting, and I think the meerkat's going to be joining us in the studio on Tuesday too. So listen out for that, and listen out for more ways that you can help Pilgrim's Hospice. But for the moment, we've had a fantastic time here on Saturday at the HMS at the Abbey, and we're looking forward to all the success that Hilda Marie creates in this cookery school and restaurant. So well done to everyone.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Cool. So thank you for that. Sorry about the sound quality of some of that.
This is Paul Andrews.
Sorry about that. No, it's me again.
Do you own the show?
Yeah, something like that. That was the event of HMS at the Abbey, and we've got a bit of an update on that, because at the end of the evening we'd raised £110, but I think it's gone up a bit since then.
It has, Paul. First of all, Pilgrim's Hospice, they're saying a huge thank you to everyone that went to HMS at the Abbey. Obviously thanks to all the people that donated prizes for the raffle, so that's Riverford and Paul mentioned them, Serenity Becker and the Salt Cave, etc. But they're saying, Pilgrims are saying, hi Jules and Paul, can we please ask you to ask the listeners of the Business Bunker to send a text, which is CARE, C-A-R-E, 303, to text number 770. We'd love that. This is a very simple £3 donation for Pilgrims Hospice. If you've ever been to the hospice, you'll know the work they do, but I was very interested when I went there to collect the giant meerkat, because people go in there often for respite, and then they go home, and they're allowed to go back home. So sometimes they just go in to get reconditioned and fed properly and watered and rehydrated, and then they go home to return to their family. So it is a really, really much needed, we never know when we might need this. The amount now that we're up to is £119.
Cool.
And still raising. So if you text that CARE 303 to 770, that will help even more. And the giant meerkat, who is a special guest today, along with Oliver, will be going around to venues, and he will be at HMS every weekend, and you can guess the name of him and bump up that money even more, and even win the giant meerkat. So thank you, everyone. Don't forget the Moonlight Walk. You can register for that. I think it's booking up. The last date is this Thursday.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Jules, because I've just had a tweet from Pilgrim's Hospices that says, don't forget, registration form for Moonlight Walk goes offline tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So you can register
Wednesday.
Now at Pilgrim's Hospices, that's with a S at the end, .org. So pilgrimshospices.org, and that link is on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. So, and you've got one more day to register for that.
That walk is Friday the 21st. It's 8 p.m. It starts off at the King's Hall, Herne Bay. I'll be there. A load of my mates will be there. I'll be taking pictures, and you've got to support this Moonlight Walk. It's a real good vibe there along the seafront. It goes through to Whitstable. You know, what a lovely way to spend Friday night.
Agree. Cool. And what is the text to text you? CARE 303.
CARE 303 to the number 770. And cool. It's just a £3 donation, Rebecca.
I will do that.
And that will cost you £3. And we'll be tweeting it out some more. They've been tweeting it out. So we'll tweet it out some more later. So do that and donate a few more pounds to the fantastic work that the people at Pilgrim's Hospices do.
It is.
We've had another tweet from Go Vicinity Creative.
The lovely Rob Parker.
The lovely Rob Parker.
It's always lovely.
He's very lovely.
Yeah.
Young man.
Well, I'm still quite springy.
Young man.
I'm still quite springish. It's still summer, isn't it?
Yeah. Frisky.
Yeah, I calm down in winter.
Do you?
Yeah.
She hibernates.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rob Parker saying, listening into the Business Bunker show, and in the studio, that's their studio this week, we have our new designer, Michael. Could you all please say hi to him?
So, Hello, Michael.
Cooey.
And is Rob Parker driving you mad and working you to the bone?
Oh, she's really good at building it up, isn't she? Yeah. I'm sure he's only been there today,
doesn't
he?
I'll tell you what, Mike.
He's not going to say anything.
You're going to learn so much with Rob Parker.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Because he is really good.
Yeah.
So well done and welcome, Michael.
Cool. We're fast approaching the end of the show.
Well, I've got something here. Riverford, who, as you know, have combined, Liz and Caroline, they've pooled the resources. And what they're saying is getting bigger in business by pooling has been the best thing they've done. So they've got staff and overheads. So they're a lot more efficient. They now have a huge veg delivery box. And it's already going around Thanet, Canterbury District, Ashford, of course, we know, all the way to Rye. But they're now going to North Kent, covering Gravesend and the Medway towns, Sittingbourne and Faversham as well. So we know we've got a lot of bunker listeners over in Medway, Gravesend areas. If you want to try a Riverford box, this is the time to do it. If you get the first order of a free box, a food box, you will get a free award-winning cookery book, which was bigged up by Gary Rhodes, the chef. Contact Liz and Caroline, and that's www.riverford.co.uk/wash, or Liz Astoraki or Caroline. There's a number, 730-335, and that's a Canterbury code, 01227. And they will be appearing at the Tenterden Folk and Food Festival, Paul.
Cool.
Are you going there?
I probably will, yeah.
I think that's around September, October time. I think it's the beginning of October.
Yeah.
5th and 7th or something. And they'll also be at the Broadstairs Food Festival, 5th to 7th of October, and the Canterbury Food and Drink Festival, 28th to 30th of September.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, I've got a couple of things to do here as well.
Yes.
The Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre 10K run took place on the 26th of August as part of the Sandwich Festival. The event itself attracted over 110 runners and was organised by the staff of Freedom Leisure, the centre's management company, aided by a strong contingent of local scouts helping with the marshalling. David Ross, one of the centre's trustees, said the 10K run was attended by a nice mixture of club and fun runners. All the competitors had a great day, aided by the fine weather. The aim is to continue building on this experience of running this year's event and make a few necessary improvements for next year, thus continuing to grow the event to be even more successful in future years and attracting more serious club runners from further afield, as well as a loyal following of local participants. The organisers will be seeking help with the organisation on the day from centre members for next year's event. The event was supported in person by three trustees of the Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre, Michael Perry, Andrew Jefferson and David Ross. A fourth trustee, Mike Elms, also participated as a runner. So that's the Sandwich Sport and Leisure Centre is an independent community centre run by a non-profit making management company under the governance of a number of volunteer trustees. And the SSLC trustee press secretary is one Mr Alan Noak. So if you want to find out more about that, get in touch with Alan.
I'd just like to point out you've had three mentions in this
show.
I know.
He's starting to dominate this, isn't he?
I've got one that Oliver's just thrust under my nose.
Good one.
It's Crowe Clark Whitehill, goes back to uni.
Yeah.
And Crowe Clark Whitehill, they're a leading national firm offering audit, tax and advisory services. They've got offices in Tunbridge Wells and Maidstone. And they've announced that they're going to collaborate with Kent Business School, which is part of the Uni of Kent.
Yeah.
And this partnership will see Crowe Clark Whitehill will expand its already successful business seminars into Canterbury and will enable a broader range of topics. So Geert Struven, I hope I've said that right, Geert, sorry if I haven't, corporate finance partner at Crowe Whitehall, has said teaming up with Kent Business School will give us access to high quality speakers on a wide range of topics. So for more info on this, they're offering a number of students placements in the offices. So if you want to know about this, please contact Crowe with an E, Clark Whitehills, and they are on www.kent.ac.uk/KBS, Kent Business School, or Emily Rushton, 01892 700 200. And details will be on the show after.
Can I just add that it was Crowe Clark Whitehill that handled the sale of Darren Moores and the accounting side for us, and they were brilliant, along with Cripps Harris Halls in Tunbridge Wells. They handled the legals and the accounting side of things, and they were absolutely superb. So
great, thank you
for
that.
Let's give them a shout as well.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. That, you can't get better than that.
That's
a recommendation.
What it's all
about. And that
absolutely.
Will be, they will be on the bunker after the show on their website.
Okay, we'll put links to that, as Jill says. Thank you for that. And thank you, Oliver, for that recommendation. That's cool.
I have a charity climb. Can I just.
Yeah, of course.
11 days to go. It is now less than 2 weeks until Stuart King, Dan Mordhub, and Alistair Campbell climb to the summit of Mont Blanc in France. They are climbing to raise money for the King's Reach charity. You can watch their latest Brecon Beacons training video by clicking on the link, which we'll put on later. And the summit challenge, once they have reached the summit of Mont Blanc, you have the opportunity to set them a summit challenge. Challenges so far have ranged from Mont Blanc Chubby Bunny Challenge, how many marshmallows you can fit in your mouth at one time, to carrying a company banner to the summit while singing a song of the company's choice. All captured on video, of course. Mm-hmm. To make a donation, set a challenge, or to find out more about King's Reach, please email stuart@kingsreach.org.uk. That's stuart@kingsreach.org.uk. Good luck, guys.
Thank you for that. I've got a couple more tweets that I want to read out. Izzy J, and you need to go along to Izzy J's website. It's a really cool website. Izzy J's website.
It's
a site, if you have any Apple products, iPhones, iPads, tablets, Macs or anything, and you want to know tricks.
How to use something, darling.
Yeah. Tips and tricks. That's what I was trying to say. Tips and tricks. How to use anything, how to do anything with any of those devices. That's the place to go, because that's what the site's for. Anyway, the guys at Izzy J are saying thank you for the shout out earlier. Great show. Keep up the good work. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I wonder whether Rob at Go Vicinity has given Michael a tea break yet.
He may have done.
Poor Michael. I bet he's just worked to the bone. Yeah. In Gainsbury.
She's the ultimate in PR consultants, isn't she? You know, talk about destroy your company in 10 minutes.
Give him a tea break.
I got an important tweet here as well from Alex Waterton of FKeys, who's reminding us that there's an after-hours club meeting of the Kent Invicta Chamber. That's a networking event this evening at the Medway Innovation Centre. That's in the City Way, Rochester.
Yeah.
And that starts at 6 o'clock this evening, so get along there.
Don't forget, it's the Whitstable Tweet Up this Thursday at 10 a.m.
Whitstable Tweet Up at the Hotel Continental on the beach at Whitstable, on the seafront.
And then Lenley's are following at the 27th at 10 a.m.
Cool. And I've got an email here from the photography competition winners from 365, A Year in the Life of Faversham exhibition, which was a roaring success. Over 2,200 visitors went through the door.
That's incredible.
And as part of the exhibition, members of the public were asked to vote for their favourite pictures, and the votes came in their hundreds, and with 365 pictures to choose from, i.e. one for every day of the week, from the competition was tough. But after lots of counting, they can now announce the winners. And the first prize was for the Oyster Bay House at Low Tide by David Gethin.
Oh, yeah, David Gethin.
Yep. The second prize was Time Passes by David Gethin. Yeah. And the third prize was the Recycling Bank by Richard Drew. So well done to all of those
guys.
Well
done, guys.
Yeah.
I actually had a photo in there, you know. It was one of my clients, Laurendon Prep.
Cool.
I sent him one, but well done.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. The Year in the Life of Sheppey show will be at the Castle Connections in Queenborough from the 21st of this month, which is a couple of days' time, isn't it? Friday, isn't it? Yep. And then on the 23rd of September is the Canterbury exhibition in the Beanie Institute, which is newly opened. So it's a double whammy that. You can get along and see all the photographs and the new Beanie Institute, which is cool. And then it's in the Beanie Institute from the 13th of October to the 11th of November. And if you want to read more about that, you can go to www.kentcreativearts.co.uk/a-year-in-the-life.
Well, can I just add something, Paul?
Darren
Moores was based just outside Queenborough, and there's a great baker's shop there.
Right.
And if anyone is passing through Queenborough or on the island, I recommend going to the baker's there, because they do a really great, I don't know what they're called, but the flat pastry things stuffed with stuff.
He's a salesman per excellence, isn't he?
Hang on, Oliver. Is it savoury or sweet?
Savoury. But
what's it stuffed with?
Potatoes.
Oh no, really unhealthy stuff like bacon, meat, sausages, and all that stuff. It's But well worth just sort of stocking up on pasties when you're going through there.
Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. We've had a response to your PR in on behalf of Rob, who has now said, yep, yeah, I've been making the coffee.
Oh, Rob.
So Michael has been well looked after, so you've no need to fret yourself.
That's good, because I know that Rob, he does work very hard.
He does indeed. So, there we go. We've got about a minute left, so if we've anything urgent that needs reading out, ladies, we need to do that now, if there's anything time sensitive. Otherwise, everything else will have to wait until next week, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Mine are November, October, so we can wait.
Cool. I just want to give a bit of an update on what's happening here. As always, the technology's been a bit flaky in the studio here. Mm-hmm. There are reasons for that and all the rest of it. Anyway, there's much plans afoot, and I don't want to say too much at the moment and put the kibosh on it, but hopefully we've got lots of good things planned coming up over the next few weeks as far as the Business Bunker show is concerned, and a range of other shows. We're going to be launching a whole range of other shows as well.
We could have a knitting show, couldn't we?
We could have all kinds of things. But they are going to be doing that. We are going to be trying to get the technology back together and get the telephone system sorted out in here. And hopefully things are going from strength to strength. And there's also likely to be a Sussex Business Bunker show launched on an alternative radio station in Sussex, would you believe?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, in the coming weeks. So there's lots and lots of things happening. It's very exciting times. We're going from strength to strength. We're going to launch a whole new radio station with a whole new lineup of extra shows as well as the Business Bunker.
And all because you had a rant with BBC Radio Kent.
And all because I fell out with the BBC.
Yeah, that's how it started.
I think
it's down to the amazing presenters and co-presenters, isn't it?
Mr. Andrews has been a very clever person, actually.
He has indeed.
And, I think he deserves it. And when it comes to the anniversary in October, even though I won't be here and he won't wait for me to come back, I will phone in and...
Yeah.
We'll have an offline party, I think.
Yeah, our second anniversary party is due to happen on October the 16th, which is a show day, and we've decided to keep it a guest-free show day, and we're just going to have as many of the presenters as we can all in the studio on the same time, having a bit of a celebrate.
Surrounding himself with his angels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my harem.
But just to say that number again for pilgrims, £3, care 303 to 770. Do it, and look out for the giant meerkat at HMS.
He's been very quiet, I have to say.
Yes. Absolutely.
He's eating your cakes, Rebecca.
I just want to tell you about what's coming up on the station the rest of today. Later on today, the man who is rocking the American soul scene, a guy called Winston Warrior, is joining Craig Avery live on the Craig Avery Show at 5 p.m. this evening. But this show tonight, and you can get them through kentbusinessradio.co.uk or lookerradio.co.uk. So it just leaves me to thank my two presenters, Jules and Rebecca, and to wish Rebecca a fantastic birthday
I've had a great time. Thank you for allowing me to gate crush today.
Cool. And to thank Oliver Musto Playfair, serial entrepreneur, all-round good bloke, and the bloke that's going to lend us his car to pull wheelies and handbrake turns out in the car park straight after this show, and we're really looking forward to that. Thank you for listening to the show. It's been absolutely fantastic. Have a brilliant week. We will talk to you all next week.
Paul Andrews with the business.